Sometimes I think the translator will get very afraid when he sees all my notes.
有时候我会想，翻译的看到我写的是小纸条。
But I have trouble following my notes.
因为我跟不了我的小纸条写的话。
But I do want to give thanks to the Lord today.
今天早晨我愿意把感谢赞美归给主。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
I cannot tell you how much I enjoy to be at the time around the Lord's table with you.
我不能够告诉你们我有多享受今天早晨一同聚在主的桌子前。
To hear you sing and to sing with you puts joy in my heart.
听到弟兄姊妹的唱的诗歌跟大家一同唱，主把快乐摆在我的心中。
To really have the desire to fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus.
因为我们都有一个渴慕，我们能够把我们的眼睛注视在我们主的身上。
So I really want to thank the Lord that we're here this morning.
所以我们感谢主，我们今天早晨能够聚在这里。
And I'm also very happy to have Dean and Anna Baker with us, our friends.
我也很高兴我们好朋友Dean and Anna 能够今天早晨跟我们一同聚在主的面前。
Now, if you were here on Friday, you know that I started to speak something about Abraham.
如果礼拜五弟兄姊妹有来的话，你们知道，我已经开始交通关于亚伯拉罕。
And I'm going to get to that, but I have a few messages to give before that.
我先要跟弟兄姊妹交通一点点的话。
Yesterday, it was a privilege of my wife and I to gather with just a couple of young people.
昨天我们有机会跟一对年轻人聚在一起。
And I told them this.
我告诉他们。
Well, two young ladies, I said this.
两个年轻的女孩。
Today I'm going to, I cannot, if you're single, I cannot tell you, maybe, I cannot tell you who to marry. But I'm going to tell you who not to marry.
如果你是单身的话，我不能够告诉你跟谁结婚，但是我可以告诉你不要跟谁结婚。
This applies to both the young men and the young ladies.
这个对年轻男的女的都一样。
I cannot tell you who to marry.
我不能告诉你跟谁结婚。
But I'm going to tell you who not to marry, okay?
我可以告诉你，你不要跟谁结婚。
You got your notes ready, your pen ready?
给你们写下来。
If you are a Christian, you are born from God.
基督徒是从神生的。
Don't even consider marrying somebody who is not a Christian.
甚至不要考虑要跟一个还没相信主的人结婚。
Let me say this.
让我这样说。
When I was young,
当我还年轻的时候,
I was 17.
我那时候17岁,
actually turning 18.
快要18岁。
And I got a job in a factory in Canada.
我在加拿大一个工厂里面有一份工作。
And I served an apprenticeship as a toolmaker, working with other men trying to building machines and repairing machinery.
我在那里的弄一个机器，在这里学习怎么做跟怎么修。
And I worked in a number of different shops in the factory, different places.
这个我在这个公司里面，我这个在不同的厂里面工作。
But in the tool room where I started my apprenticeship, there were some men who had been toolmakers for many years.
这个我在那个工具房间，我是一个学徒，有人在那里已经很多年。
And when I had a question about a job I was on, or I didn't know what to do, I would go to one of them and ask them.
如果我在那里我不知道怎么做的时候，我会去找一个比较资深的，我去问他们。
And they were always so helpful.
他们永远给我很大的帮助。
So I want to tell you young people that are not married.
我要告诉还没结婚的年轻人。
I'm going to give you a little bit of counsel today because I have some experience.
我愿意给你们一些的劝告，因为我有一点的经验。
Actually, I have a half a century experience.
我有50年的经验。
Well, you must be pretty old.
你够老了。
But by the grace of God, I have a half a century.
感谢主。 靠着主的恩典，我已经过了50年的经验。
And I can say that it's because of the grace of God in my life that He's kept myself and my wife together, loving one another till this day.
靠着主的恩典，他保守了我跟我的妻子，我们能够彼此相爱，直到今天。
So I have a little experience, so I feel a little bit qualified to tell to give you some counsel.
我有一点经验，所以我觉得我有点资格告诉你们。
So I, many young people here studying in the country, and you come to the meeting, it just makes my heart rejoice.
我能够看到这么多年轻人在能够来到主的聚会当中，让我心中喜乐。
So I want to tell you this.
我愿意告诉你
，the best thing that you can ever do, the first thing that you must do, the greatest thing that all of us must do, we must come to Christ and receive Him as our Lord and Savior. That is number one, bar none.
最好的，并且是唯一的，就是能够接受我们主耶稣基督做你个人的救主。没有什么能够比这个更好。
Pardon me. Nothing in the world can compare with having Christ in us and being in Christ.
在这个世界上没有什么能够比较主在我们心中更好。
Now I want to remind you this morning.
我愿意提醒弟兄姊妹。
You don't have to sit there quiet. When I'm speaking, when I say something dynamic, say something or do something. Say hallelujah or amen or praise the Lord or thank you, Lord. Say something so I'll know you're with me. And I just said something dynamic. I really did. Because this life that we have in us is like dynamite. Greater than dynamite. Spiritual dynamite.
It's
Christ.
It's
God.
我们的神,
the song leader said, our God is a living God.
我们刚刚唱的诗歌, 我们的神是一个活的神。
Oh, I want to say hallelujah.
我们都要说 hallelujah.
Only our God.
只有我们的神。
Now, most of you are from China.
大部分人从中国来。
And you know better than I do.
你们比我更认识到。
Multitudes of people in Asia worship idols.
在亚洲大部分人都是拜偶像的。
And they're dead. They're dead.
他们是死亡的。
They were never living.
他们不是活的。
But our God is alive.
但是我们的神是活的。
And not only that, our Lord Jesus Christ is alive.
不止我们的神是活的，我们的主耶稣基督也是活的。 Amen.
And not only alive.
不只是活的。
But conquered death.
并且胜过死亡。
Who else ever did that? Who can you say did that?
你又知道有谁能够胜过死亡吗？
No one.
没有一个。
I heard of a story that a man was coming to a fork in the road and he saw a Muslim and a Christian.
有一个人走路走到一个岔口，他看到一个伊斯兰教的人，一个基督教的。
And if you take this way, the Muslim said, I'll show you the tomb of Muhammad.
如果你走向这个穆斯林这边呢，他就给你看一看这个穆罕默德的那个坟墓。
And the Christian said, if you take this road, I'll show you the tomb of Jesus, but he's not there anymore.
如果你走耶稣的路的话，我给你看耶稣基督的坟墓，但他不在那里。
He's alive.
因为他复活了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Now I know that many of you are with me.
都跟着我。
Not only is he alive,
不止他复活了。
He's ruling on his throne in heaven.
他现在在他的宝座上。
And one day he's coming back.
有一天他要回来。
As a king.
以王的身份回来。
Glorious in majesty.
他是大君王。
Oh.We remember that he came as a little baby first.
他第一次来是一个婴孩。
Can I remind you?
我提醒弟兄姊妹。
Many, many, many people in that day when he came, they did not recognize him.
当主耶稣回来的时候，有许多人不认识他。
They did not believe it was him.
因为他不相信就是他。
Only a few.
就少数的人。
If I stretch things, I can maybe count 15 or 20 from the New Testament who were looking for him and he came and they received him and how they were rewarded.
如果我们读圣经就很少数的人他们是真的在等候主回来他们也得到他们该有的赏赐。
After hundreds of years of prophecies in the Old Testament that God said, I'm going to send him, he's going to come, and the prophets told us about the greatness of Christ and he's going to come one dayAnd they waited, and they waited, and they said, Lord, we've waited and you haven't come. But they continued to look, and one day he came.
在旧约经过多这么多百年，在预言说有一天基督弥赛亚要来，有一些人就一直在等，一直在等，到有一天就真的回来，真的来了。
That was a great promise of God.
这个是神一个很大的应许。
And he kept his word.
神也照着他的话成就。
It was a great secret of God.
这是神的秘密。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象
吗？ God had a secret.
神有一个秘密。
I wonder if he longed in his heart to reveal this secret.
如果我们里面真的巴望能够看见这个。
But the Bible says in Galatians, in the fullness of time, God sent his son.
在加拉太书里面，在创始之前，神已经有这个预备了。
Now he's given us another promise.
神给我们另外一个应许。
He's going to come again.
他要再回来。
And Peter tells us in the New Testament.
在新约彼得这样说。
Don't listen to the people that are mocking and saying, "Oh, you said he's going to come for hundreds of years. He's not come yet." Don't listen to them.
不要听新约有些人在嘲笑说，哎。几百年前一说他要回来，他不会回来了。不要听。
He's going to come.
他是要回来的。
So as we sang, turn your eyes upon Jesus.
当我们唱说，转眼仰望耶稣。
Fix your eyes on Jesus.
把我们的眼睛注视在他身上。
Many of you here this morning, I don't know. I don't know you.
我不认识你们。
Some I do, and just that gives me great joy. But many I don't know.
有一些我认识，很多我都不认识。
So I don't know whether you're really a Christian or not.
我不知道你是不是真的是一个基督徒。
I don't know whether you've ever really opened your heart to the Lord and said, Lord, I want you to come in and rule my life.
我不知道你有没有曾经心完全向神打开的时候，主，我要你来管理我的生活。
So if you've never done that,
如果你没有这样做过
，do it this morning.
但愿你今天早晨能够这样
do it while I'm speaking.
能够这样对主说，当我还在说话的时候
，believe me, God is here.
相信我，神在这里。
The Holy Spirit is here.
圣灵在这里。
And He is God.
他是神。
And He's speaking.
他在说话。
And if you don't belong to Him, He wants to draw you into His family.
我们到他面，他愿意吸引我们到他面前来。
So I will not know it.
我不知道。
But He's speaking to your heart.
那他对每一颗心说话。
Tell Him in your heart.
在你心里面说。
Lord, I want to receive you now.
在你心里面对主说，我今天我这个时候要见
证。And after the meeting, come and tell us.
如果你心里面真的有这样的祷告，聚会后告诉我。
So that we can rejoice with you and pray.
我们能够在主面前与你一同喜乐，一同祷告。
Yes, he's so wonderful.
他的确是何等奇妙的。
He's our counselor.
他是我们是劝慰师。
He's a mighty God.
他是全能的神。
He's the everlasting Father.
他是有。一直到永远的。
He's the Prince of Peace.
他是那平安的王。
You know if you hear some news today that there's not very much peace in the world.
如果你看今天新闻，在地上没有什么平安。
And in the Book of Psalms it says, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem."
在诗篇里面说，为了耶路撒冷求平安。
And when my wife and I pray for the peace of Jerusalem in our daily prayers.
我跟我的妻子，我们每天都为耶路撒冷求平安。
I have this thought.
我有这样的思想。
Lord, Father, I don't think Jerusalem is ever going to have peace until the Prince of Peace comes back to this earth.
我不相信这个耶路撒冷会真的有平安，一直直到平安的王回来。
So Father, send him.
所以，我们的父，求你。
Send him soon.
把你的儿子早日送。
Well, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Back to my notes.
那现在我看我的讲章。
The greatest thing that we can ever do, listen, contrary to maybe what your university professors tell you.
最重要的是我们要做的，不是你教授告诉你。
They may tell you that God is dead.
他们可能告诉你神已经死了。
And not just because there's movies being made today that He's not dead, but He's not dead.
不是因为看了电影说他没死，他是真的还没死。
Many gods, small g, are dead.
这个众神哈，这个不是真的神了，是死了。
So if your professor tells you that God is dead, remember he has a god with a small g.
如果你的教授说神已经死了，英文这个是小的 g 哈，这个根本怕不是。
Well, it's true, and you can sit in the class with a glorious secret in your heart, and I hope you don't keep it as a secret.That you know different.
你坐在那个班里面，你要里面有一个荣耀的秘密啊！我希望你不是把它都守着秘密。
I was sitting there this morning during the Lord's table. Thank you.
我在主的座前，今天早晨我在想
how I was enjoying the time. How I was enjoying the time.
我在时间里面，我能够这样参与。
Rejoicing that with maybe 60 or 80 or 100 people, I could worship the Lord and praise Him and fix my eyes on Him.
我们可以与差不多100的人，我们一起来赞美他，把眼睛注视在他身上。
And I thought.All of my family back in Canada, they don't know anything about this.
我在想我的家人在加拿大，他们也没看到这个，也不在这里。
And sometimes they think, why do you travel so much? Why do you go there and go here and go there? Maybe they're thinking that. But my secret is, we came, we rejoiced in the presence of God with you.
我有人问为什么我常常去很多不同的地方，但是啊，我实在宝贵，我能够与不同的弟兄姊妹一同来。
I don't know what's going to happen in the future with me.
我不知道将来会有什么事发生。
But I think.
但我想。
I can never live alone.
我不可能一个人住。
I'm glad I got married.
感谢主，我结婚
了。Many years ago.
很多年前。
And everybody who knows me knows I cannot live alone.
所有认识我的人都知道我不能够一个人住。
But as I pray and ask the Lord to give me a love for His Word.
当我祷告说求主给我们一个给我一个爱慕他话语的心
and to give me a greater love for the Lord Jesus Christ
主就给我有一个对主更大的爱
I also want to have a great love for the church
我也愿意对神的教会有更大的爱
the body of Christ
啊，这个基督的身体
that's who you are
就是弟兄姊妹
that's who I am
也是我
would you remember this?
希望你们知道这个。
Would you remember this?
希望你们记得这个。
When you're driving in your car or on the bus and you see a building with a cross on the top, would you remember that's not the church?
如果你开车，你在路上，在公车里面，你看到有一个建筑物上面有个十字架，那不是教会。
That is not the church.
那不是教会。
That's a building with literal brick and stone.
那只是一个建筑物，是用砖头建的。
It may be a place where the church meets.
它可以是教会聚的地方。
But the church is a living organism.
但是教会是一个有机体。
It's the body of Christ.
是基督的身体。
And He is our living head.
他是我们活的头。
How He wants us to consult Him, to pray to Him, to worship Him all the time.
他愿意我们常常去寻求他，去向他祷告。
And let me encourage you, students.
我鼓励啊，做学生的。
You can bring everything to God.
你可以带每一件事到神面前。
Pray about your exams.
为你的考试祷告。
Pray about your classes.
为你的课程祷告。
Pray for your university professors.
为你的教授祷告。
Just pray all the time.
常常祷告。
You don't have to always close your eyes.
你不要一定要。
You can, but you got to be careful if you're driving and you close your eyes.
你可以闭眼睛，不过你开车的时候小心。
But we read that scripture yesterday in the little group we were with, that in everything we're to pray and give thanksgiving, but pray about everything.
我们在每一件事情上都能够把感谢归给他。
So if I need a new vehicle, I pray. Will you guide me?
我祷告。
Some people say he's a little funny.
你会觉得奇怪。
But.That's what the Bible says, and I want to trust the Lord.
这是圣经讲的，说我愿意相信他。
So the best thing, the greatest thing we'll ever do is open our hearts to the Lord and receive Him.
我们最大的事是把我们的心向主打开，常能够接受他。
And the second biggest thing that we'll ever do is not graduate from university.
第二个重要不是从大学毕业。
Is get married.
是结婚。
That's the next biggest thing that we will ever do.
这个是我们人生里面第二个最大的事。
Very quiet.
非常安静。
Marriage is a big thing.
婚姻是一个大事。
You say?
I didn't say anything.
I have to trust him and I have to trust the Lord because I'm not sure. It's a big thing.
这个是大的事。
But it's a wonderful thing.
但是一个非常好的事。
And it's of God.
是从神来的。
It really is.
是从神来的。
And so, I'm not going to tell you who to marry. As I said, I'm telling you who not to marry. Okay, and the first thing I said, if you are a believer, don't sit there this morning and think that you're going to be a wallflower because you're a Christian and you're not going to ever get married. Don't think that. Just if you belong to the Lord, tell the Lord in your heart this morning, Lord, by your grace, I'm going to wait. I feel this is very important. Because I want you to be happy. I want you to have a, whenever you do get married, I want you to have a wonderful marriage. But I know you wonder about this, but I remind you that I was young once. So I know what all the young men here this morning, I know everything that you're going through. I know it because I went through it. I don't know what the young ladies are thinking or what they go through. I have an idea, but I don't know firsthand because you are altogether different than I am. And God made us different. And you know what? Young ladies, now listen to me. Young ladies do not understand young boys. And women don't understand men. Believe me, it's true. Now you may, I don't know what you're wondering about this morning, but I'm telling you the truth. I've learned this over the years. That women do not understand men and men do not understand women. And somebody wrote a book and said that women are from Mars and men are from Venus or something like that. But so when I say that I sat where you sit, young men, I sat where you sit today.
And I know that
at a certain age, as young people, we come to a certain age, our hormones start to pop. I'm being absolutely honest with you. I don't know what kaisafu means, but I'm being absolutely honest with you. It happens. And it's of God. And God has made a way for all of that pressure that builds up in our bodies and in our lives by our hormones. He's made a way for that to be released before Him in a right way. He's made a way. Because God ordained marriage. So He knows what we're going through. He gave us those hormones. He put them within us. But He also says, wait. So I want to share it with you, and I want you to never forget this, young people. I'm going to tell you what a missionary, the son of a missionary, prayed when he was a young man and his hormones were just going wild. He cried out to the Lord and he said, Lord, put my hormones to sleep. Until you send me the life mate that you have for me. Now let me remind you from the Word of God that God is, how can I say without being irreverent? He's a wonderful anesthetist.
他是奇妙的,
He can put you to sleep.
Oh, okay.
You know, when we're going to have an operation, we want to have the right anesthetist. You know that.
假如我们神可以给我们来开刀的，给我们麻醉的。
So God, you have you read Genesis lately?
因为最近都读创世纪。
God knew that Adam was lonely and needed a life mate.
知道亚当那时候他这个神让他去睡了。
So God put him to sleep.
让他去睡了。
And he did an operation on him.
神就向他开刀。
And when he woke up,
当他醒过来。
I'm not surprised that he was flabbergasted.
我相信他醒过来一定非常的惊讶。
Because God built a woman and presented the woman to him.
因为神造了一个女人，并且把这个女人带到他面前。
So God can do that for us.
神能够在我们身上做同样的。
He won't annihilate us.
他不会把我们分离。
No, he'll put them to sleep.
他把我们要摆去睡。
We need to trust him daily to keep them there.
我们每天都要信我们的主。
Until the day that he brings a life mate into our life. So don't you brothers and sisters that truly belong to the Lord, don't even consider marrying anybody who is not really born again.
千万不要考虑去与一个没有真的重生得救的结婚。
I have to tell you this morning that one of the sad things in my life has happened over the years is this.
在我这么多年里面，一个让我非常伤心的事。
When somebody I know, even though I don't know them very well, but somebody that I know or somebody that I love, I hear that they're going to get they're separated in the marriage and they're going to get a divorce.
这个我就听到我不管我是很熟的或者只是认识的，听到他们要分开或者要离婚。
In some ways, I understand that. In some ways.
我可能可以明白。
Because it's not easy to live together with somebody. Well, it's just not easy. Well, some are easier than others. But when you get married, you're going to live with that person. If you believe your vows, you're going to make a vow to God that you're going to live with that person until they die. That's a pretty big thing.
你知道两个人相处一起生活是不容易的。但是当我们要结婚，我们对神有个愿词的话，所以这个愿词是一个大事。
And just a little more than 6 months ago, one of our sons got married.
六个月前，我的一个儿子结婚了。
And I wasn't at the wedding.
我不在婚礼。
You say, why weren't you there?
为什么你不在那里呢？
Because I was in Cuba officiating at another wedding the same day.
因为我在古巴正在主持一个婚礼，同一天。
And I had made that commitment to this dear young couple in Cuba, the young lady and a young man going to get married. I made that commitment before we even knew that our son was going to get married. So I honored that, my word, and I was there officiating at that wedding.
因为我已经答应了要到古巴去为他们主持这个婚礼，我那时候我还不知道我儿子要结婚。
And the wedding in Cuba was wonderful.
那个婚礼非常好。
The young lady, I know her, and the young man, they loved the Lord, and we had a wonderful time.
我认识这位姊妹啊，这位弟兄也非常的爱主。
And when I got home back to Canada, my wife told me and others told me about the wedding with our son where she was there.
我儿子结婚的时候，我太太在那里，她就告我回到加拿大都告诉我那个婚礼。
And she made a speech at the wedding.
我太太也讲了一些话。
Do you want to make it again? Well, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to quote what she said.
我要引她讲过的话。
At our son's wedding.
在我儿子的婚礼上。
She said something like this.
她这样说。
Almost, I think maybe every wedding is a happy occasion.
每一个婚礼都是一个很高兴的时刻。
It's living together afterwards that becomes difficult.
结婚之后，生活在一起开始困难了。
Now that's a brilliant word, but it's true.
这个是真的话。
Why is it difficult?
为什么这么困难呢？
Because for 21 years I was, well, except when I was listening to my mother and doing what she said, I was doing what I wanted to do.
除了我小的时候听我父母的听我妈的话，其他都是我要做什么我就做什么。
And she was doing the same.
她也这样做。
But when we got married,
当我们结婚了，
we had to learn to lay our life down for each other.
那我们就要为对方把我们的己 摆下了。
And it's never an easy thing.
那是不是容易的事。
But as we were singing this morning, another thought came to me I want to share with you.
当我们早晨在唱诗歌的时候，我有这样的思想。
So I want you to listen carefully.
我希望你们注意听。
The time at the Lord's table was so precious because I heard many of the prayers and I just rejoiced with the prayers that others were praying.
在主的座位前是很宝贵的时间，我听到很多的祷告，使我心中喜乐。
And one brother prayed about the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们有弟兄祷告为着主所完成啊，基督所完成的工作。
And others of you thanked the Lord for this great salvation.
我们有其他人说为着这个救恩，我们感谢。
And it is truly great.
这个真的很大。
So let me remind you this morning.
我提醒弟兄姊妹。
When we come to the Lord and are saved or born again.
当我们来到主面前，我是得救的，我是重生的。
Now listen.
那请大家听。
He saves us from sin.
他从罪中拯救我们。
You can make a list of these things if you want, because it's very important.
那这个是非常重要的一个事情。
He saves us from sin.
他从我们犯罪的里面。
If he doesn't save us from our sins, we'll never have a place with God.
如果他没有赦我们的罪的话，我们在神那里我们没有地位。
But his finished work and his precious blood saves us from our sins. Hallelujah.
在他完成的工作，在他的宝血底下，他能够洗净我们的罪。Hallelujah.
Now you can say Hallelujah.
你也可以 Hallelujah.
If you remember that, it's a great thing that you were saved from your sins.
我们要知道这是何等大的事，我们从罪中得赦。
He saves us, listen, from the world.
他也从世界里面把我们拯救出来。
The Bible tells us, I hope you know it, when we're saved, we're in the world, but we're not of the world.
圣经告诉我们说，我们活在这个世界上，但是我们不属于这个世界。
And we always need to keep our guard up against the world because the world wants to come in and swallow us up again.
所以我们需要警醒，因为这个世界一直还想把我们拉回去。
He saves us from eternal destruction in hell.
他也救我们从那永远的灭亡。就，阿门。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He saves us from that.
这是他救了我们。
He saves us from death.
他救了我们从死亡。
Because we're not going to die.
因为我们不会死。
Well, our bodies are going to go to sleep, but we're going to live forever with him.
我们的身体有一天要碎了，但是我们是永远与主在一起。
But now listen,
请大家听。
He saves us from ourselves.
他从我们的体里面拯救我。
And when we get saved initially, we don't realize that.
当我们刚刚得救的时候，我们不明白这一点。
And so God begins to work in our lives.
所以神开始在我们身上工作。
To remind us.
提醒我们。
When He brings the cross into our life.
Or
he brings something into our life that is difficult. He's wanting to save us from ourselves. Our sin was a problem. The world is a problem. Our flesh is a problem. But self is the greatest problem. We have to be saved from ourselves.So this is a mystery, kind of a mystery, because he's already done it. He's taken us out of ourselves and put us in Christ. But it's an ongoing daily work of the cross in our lives to really deliver us. First of all, to let us see ourselves.
第一个十字架让我们认识我们自己。
Most of us don't know what we're like.
我们通常不认识我们自己。
We wouldn't tell everybody this or anybody, but secretly we think we're not that bad.
我们不会告诉别人，但是我们里面会想，我没有这么坏。
It's just a natural thing. We inherited it from Adam.
但是这个是我们从亚当遗传下来的。
And that's the way we are.
这就是我们。
God knows that.
我们神知道。
So he's so loving that he takes specific steps in each one of our lives.To reveal self to us and to really deliver us from ourselves.
So, 他在照着我们每一个个人，让我们能够认识到我们自己。
And marriage is one of the great marriage and the family are one of the great crucibles where God puts us in to work the cross into our lives.
家庭跟婚姻是神特别这个让十字架做工在我们身上。
Now I started to talk to the young ladies for a minute, and I just want to go back to that for a moment. Many years ago, I heard a story about a young lady, a very attractive young lady, that went a couple thousand miles away from home to university. And this young lady said to her father, Father or Daddy, I'm making a commitment to you. I will not go out with any boy in the world unless you give me permission. Now listen. She was a wise young lady. And before she ever went away to school, she made this compact, this covenant, this commitment with her father, saying, Daddy, I won't do it. I won't go out with anybody unless you give me permission. Why do I say she was wise? Because she knew that she doesn't understand men. And it's the truth. She didn't. But her father did. And when I can be in a room with a bunch of boys and I can almost tell you what they're thinking. But not, I don't know what the ladies are thinking exactly. I don't know. So she said to her father, I won't go without with anybody unless you give me permission. She went away to school. And there was a young man in the school that kind of noticed her. And he asked to take her out for a meal. And she said, you'll have to ask my father. And he said, where's your father? He's home 2,000 miles away. Well, how can I do that? Well, this was before the days of email. You can phone him or you can write him a letter. But that's it. You got to talk to my father. And the boy kept noticing her and liked her and wrote or telephoned the father. And the father said, write me a letter and tell me about yourself. Tell me what your goals are, what you're doing now, what you plan to do in the future, and just write me a letter and tell me all about yourself. The father said that to the boy. And the boy did it. He wrote him a letter. And that started a relationship between the boy and the father. Now you may think it's funny. But if I had daughters, I have some daughter-in-laws. No, actually, I have some adopted daughters in Cuba, three. Two of them, their father has gone to be with the Lord, and so I said, as much as I can, I'll be a father to you. They're already married. And I thank the Lord that their husbands love the Lord. So the relationship started, and the father and this boy wrote back and forth. Finally, I think after 6 months or something like that, the father said, okay, you can take her out for a meal, but then write me another note and give me a report as to everything that happened. Now listen, if I have a daughter, and I've, by the grace of God, I've sheltered her for 20 years or 18, and I've loved her and fed her and watched over her, and by, under God, I've cared for her, I don't want some boy or some man coming along that I don't know and that may say wonderful things, but he has a bad life. I don't want him marrying my daughter. No, no, no.
一个男生过来这个有一个不好的生活又想跟他结婚 no,
no
不要
I want her to be happy
我要她很开心
So if she'll do it I would say come and make a covenant with me and I'll help you if I had those daughters and then, thus father he did that
如果有女儿我希望我的女儿能够给我有这样的应许
He took her out for a meal
所以这男生带她出去吃饭
wrote the report
写了一个报告
And the correspondence continued, I think, for 2 years. And finally, the father, they agreed they could get married. And by that time, the father knew something more about that young man. And the father knew that he was giving his precious daughter that he'd watched over for years into the hands of somebody that would respect her, love her, and care for her, provide for her. That's a tremendous thing. So why did I tell you that story? Because I have a feeling that there are some of you young ladies that are here from China or another country, and maybe your families are not even believers, and at least your families maybe are not here. And some of you young ladies are going to go away from here to college in another state, maybe 1,000 miles away. I believe that's going to happen. So I want to give you young ladies some counsel this morning in this way. If your father is not a Christian and not that concerned about who you marry, then seek out somebody in the fellowship here, a man who is spiritual and loves God, and let him be a father to you. And go to him and tell him, I'm not gonna go out with anybody unless you give me permission. God can provide that kind of a father for you. Yes, I really believe that. God can provide that for you, for the young ladies. He can do it, and He'll do it. And if you wait for God's provision of a life mate, if you wait and trust God, and God will give you someone someday, and it'll be, His choice will be absolutely wonderful. You'll have a happy marriage. Don't ever consider marrying somebody who is not, does not belong to the Lord. They will tell you all kinds of things and make all kinds of promises, but you know, we can't keep them. And can I tell you this morning? A bad, sad marriage is 1,000 times worse than staying single. I know something about what I'm talking about. I know something. I come from a large family. And four of my brothers, three of them lost their families completely destroyed and they died terrible. Their marriages were destroyed. And over the years I've heard of friends that we used to go to the young people's group in the church in Canada. I've heard about them. They're separated. They're divorced. And I said, oh, it's so sad in my heart.
在加拿大一些年轻人过去我们一起 去教会聚会的但他们现在都离婚了
I cannot tell you this morning that with June and I everything's been rosy you know we've never had a discussion a serious discussion that was like an argument or we never had a problem or we never disagreed I cannot tell you that
我不能够说我跟我太太我们婚姻都是非常美丽的我们从来没争吵过从来没有不同意见
but God has been so good
但我们神实在是好
And I want all of us to have this kind of a marriage. What does marriage speak to us of?
It
speaks to us of the relationship between Christ and the church. That's what the Bible teaches us. That's what marriage is like. So God wants that our marriage should be a testimony. A testimony for Him. As I preach this morning here, as I preach here this morning, there are princes or principalities looking on. There are spirits in the heavenlies watching us. Some of them are good, and they cooperate with God. And many of them are evil, and they want to destroy us. But when we have a marriage that comes together, and Christ is really the head of that home, it's a testimony to them. They don't know what to do. And if we just lay our life down for one another, trust God, and stay together, it's a great testimony for them. You know that when we're saved, there's rejoicing in heaven. Can you imagine? When one sinner is saved, there's rejoicing in heaven. But there's not rejoicing because they understand it. Because the angels don't know what's going on. Well, is that true or not? They don't know what salvation is. They were created the way they are. But they look on and wonder at what Christ has done. And they marvel at it. And marriages and the church are a testimony to them as well. So God has provided for every one of us to have a happy marriage. But it comes with a cost. We have to learn to lay our life down for one another. Number 2. Don't marry anyone, or don't marry someone who does not have a passion and a heart after God. Wait. Pray. Trust God. And look for those of the opposite sex that you know they love God with all their heart and have a passion for Him. So I hope what I'm sharing with you this morning is really an encouragement to the young people and the university students. Because I look at the young ladies and the young men, and I want to challenge every one of you. Tell the Lord, I want to run after you. I want to love you with first love. I want to have a passion for you and for souls. Because when I get to know young people, and a young man comes to me and says he's interested in a young lady, if I know them, and I know that the young lady has really goes after the Lord, and the young man does the same, I encourage them in their relationship. And June and I pray for them. But if I don't have that sensing in my heart, like if I really know them and I don't have the sense that they're really really hungry for the Lord, I don't encourage the relationship.
那如果里面没有这个感觉，他们是这样要爱主的话，那我就不会鼓励他们来交往。
So young fellas,
well,
let me tell you that when I came this morning also, I remember that I have a problem.
我今天早晨来，我提醒自己有一个问题。
What am I going to say this morning?
我要交通什么呢？
I thank the Lord that I'm here.
我感谢主我在这。
But here's my problem.
这是我的问题了。
The Bible, Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew, he said this.
耶稣这样说。
Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
这个饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So my problem is,
我的问题是，
I believe I know what your need is.
我大概知道你的需要是什么。
Because I have the same need.
我有同样的需要。
And someone said it like this.
有人这样说。
My need is personal, life changing.Divine revelation of Christ.
我说我的需要是个人的，是改变生活的，是对主，对主有一个圣洁的生活。
I'll repeat that.
我重复哈。
Personal.
个人的。
Life changing.
生活改变的。
Divine revelation.
有一个属灵的这个天上的这个启示。
Of Christ.
关于基督的。
My problem is I can't give it to you.
我的问题我没法给你。
So I have this desire.
但我有这个渴慕。
I want to make you hungry.
我要希望你里面也有这饥渴。
Remember the song we sang, "Break Thou the Bread of Life"? Do you remember?
我们刚刚这个唱的是为我擘开这个饼。
I requested that hymn.
我请代师的弟兄唱这个诗歌。
And the last line of the first verse says this.
最后一行这样说。
My spirit pants for thee.
我灵里面渴慕。
Thou living word.
你的活的话。
Now, this is a rhetorical question. Don't nod your head or anything. The writer of the hymn said, My spirit pants for you, for God. I want to have that. I want my spirit to pant after God. And I hope you will say in your heart this morning with me,
希望你的心中今天早晨跟我一样说
I want the same.
我要同样的
And if you tell the Lord that in your heart, honestly,
如果你对主诚实地讲这个话
He will take definite steps to bring you to that place in your life. He will do it.
他会带着你一步一步走上
Now you've got to be honest with the Lord.
但你要对主是诚实的
So don't answer me, are you hungry?
你不要回答我
For him?
是回答他
You know,Salvation, initial salvation is so great that many Christians stop there. It is great. Think of it. When we're saved, God takes us out of the kingdom of darkness and puts us in the kingdom of His dear Son. That's a great thing. He does it.Amen. Very quiet. It's a great thing God does. So the writer to the Hebrews said, How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? So let me remind you, initial salvation is great.And maybe for that reason, many believers stop there. But it's only the beginning. Because it's only the door, as it were, coming into the kingdom of God. And God wants to reveal Christ to us daily in a much greater way. He wants us to know Him.Now you young students, don't discount yourself. Don't say, I can't know him that way. You can. You can pant after God. You can have a great hunger and thirst for God. And if you're honest with the Lord, and you tell him in your heart,
在心中对他说
Lord, I want that.
你说主啊，我要。
I want to be godly.
我愿意成为一个圣洁的人。
I want to know Christ as he, the best that he's able to be known. I want to know him that way.
我愿意他愿意给我认识他多少，我就要认识他多少。
And you tell the Lord.
告诉主。
Lord, you show me what to do.
你给我看见我该怎么做。
If he's living inside of you.
如果他真的活在你里面。
He'll do it.
他能够做成。
And you'll begin to hear his voice. You may do something that you did all your life, something that you did all your life, and all of a sudden in your heart you'll say, there'll be a voice saying, don't do that. You may be the talk of the party when you get together with young people. You talk, and you never feel bad about it. You know, you just go on. And then all of a sudden when you tell the Lord, Lord, I really want to know you, all of a sudden you're in a group and you're talking away and inside your head this voice said, well, I'll be a little blunt, but it said, shut up.
或者你在一堆朋友里面你一直在讲话讲个不停啊，但是你中间你说哎，主，我真的想要认识你，主里面有个声音说闭嘴。
Well, he won't say it that way.
那他不会这样说。
But he'll let you know,
他会给你
that you shouldn't talk so much.
你不要再讲这么多话。
And one brother in the past I read, he said thatGod will show you how to close the door.
这个神会告诉你怎么关一个门。
I know that's true.
我知道这是。
Because when I'm in Cuba,
当我在古巴
and I get in an old car,
我进了一个旧的车
like a 47 Chevy or something, I get in an old car,
这个1947年的车
and there are many there still on the road,
还有很多那个车还在路上走呢
and some of them are taxis,and the owner of the car has taken off all the door handles so that, and the window winders so that people won't destroy them. And when I get out of the car, I close it very gently. Because I know if I slam the door, the driver is going to be very upset. And maybe this has happened to you young people.When you were home living with your mom and dad, and you were 12 years old, and your mother or your father said, do this, and you got angry and you went and slammed the door. Have you ever done that? Nobody? Only me? God will teach us everything.In fact, it's a promise of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he talked to the disciples and to us, I'm going to leave you, but I'm going to send the Comforter. He'll teach you all things. Whatever you need to know, he'll teach you. Whatever you need to know.Don't marry someone who does not have a passion and a heart after God. Don't marry anyone who does not have a love for God's Word. For us Christians, this is our lifeline. This is God's Word. We must read it, memorize it, meditate on it, and study it. This is God's Word. Okay, I want to ask a question. For all of you students and everybody here.
所有的学生并且所有人
Don't answer.
不用回答。
If I had something that I could convince you was very, very important, but it would take you 25 minutes every day of the year, but it was very important, and I could convince you, would you do it?
如果我现在试试看能够说服你同意我，就是说每一天有25分钟非常重要的。
I think I already told you I've never went through university.
我可能跟你们讲过，我没有上过大学。
I never graduated.
我也没有在大学毕业。
Well, I go to university every year, but only for a week.
我去过，就是去了一个礼拜。
And that's a conference.
哦，那是因为去参加特会。
So I don't know. I know that when you study, you have lots of things to do.
我相信大家做学生有很多事情要做。
But listen to me. If I can convince you of something that's very important, it'll take you 25 minutes a day. Will you do it? Would you give me 25 minutes every day? You know what I'm talking about? If you read this book, 25 minutes or 20 every day, every day, in 1 year you will have read the whole thing. And I'm assuming that most of you students are younger than 30. So if you take my challenge, by the time you're my age, you will have read this wonderful book 44 times. Think of it. Is anything more important? How many hours in the day do we have?
24.
Multiply it times 60. That's the minutes. 60 times 24, right? How many is that? How many is that? Can somebody do the math? Well, let me 6, 4 is 24, 6, 3 is 14,000 minutes, something like that. Right? Can you give 25 of those to the Lord every day? Okay, put your hand up if you think you can do it. Not only the students. Let me tell you, every one of you are going to fail. Unless, in your heart, you cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, by your grace, I'm going to do it. But if you try to do it in your own strength, I know I can mark your paper today. It'll be a failure. But by His grace, we can do it. I know because my wife and I have been doing it together, reading the Word out loud together for many years, the whole Bible in a year, sometimes the New Testament twice a year.
我的姊妹我们已经这样子有时候一起开声的读我们做了很多年可以有时候新月可以读两次
Young unmarried ones don't even think about marrying anybody unless you know they have a great love for the Bible
不要想要跟谁结婚除非你知道对方也爱读主的话
Number four
第四点
Don't marry somebody you don't know Well, you may think that's common sense. But haven't you heard about people that had a blind date and 3 weeks later they're married? Haven't you heard of that? So whenever my wife has an opportunity to counsel young people about marriage, this is what she says. Before you're married, open your eyes wide and learn everything you can about that one you're thinking about marrying. And the very day you get married, close your eyes. Because with your eyes closed, you're going to see enough things that you want to change that you can't change. It's too late. Do we believe that when we stand before God and vow to God, God, I'm going to love this person till she dies. Do we believe that? Marriage is wonderful. Weddings are almost always happy. But God wants us to live together. And be a testimony for Him. It's really true. I believe every marriage, is every godly marriage, is a testimony to the Lord. And it's a testimony to the principalities and powers. And I think you know, in America, in Canada, in Cuba, 50% of marriages don't last. In Cuba, with a communist government, I think the percentage is higher, maybe 70%.
虽然古巴是一个共产国家，但我相信那个离婚率比50%还高。
So I've taken a lot of time today to talk about this.
我用了很多时间跟弟兄姊妹交通这件事。
And maybe some of you are thinking, I'll never get married.
有的人想，那我没忘了，我不会结婚了。
Let me give you another word of counsel.
我想给你另外一句话的劝勉。
Young ladies and young men.
年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Don't fix your eyes or your minds on marriage.
不要整天在想结婚的事。
Fix your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ.
把你的心思意念摆在主的身上。
And tell him you want your spirit to pant after him.
你说我愿意我灵里面是追随你的。
When do you usually finish? Okay, I'm going to ask you to turn to the book of Exodus.
我们翻到出埃及记。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Chapter 3 is the account of Moses, of God meeting Moses. Verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb.
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司耶圣罗的羊群一日，领着羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire. When we see that, the angel of the Lord, I have a feeling that this is the Lord Jesus Christ appearing to Moses before ever the incarnation.
这里讲耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，我相信这个是我们的主耶稣基督在他来到地上之前。
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he lookedAnd behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed.
耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
And Moses said, verse 3, Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned.
摩西说，我要过去看着大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？
And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses.And he said, Here am I.
耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西，他说，我在这里。
And verse 5, and he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground.
神说，不要近前来，当把你的脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
Moreover, he said,
又说，
This is God. Moreover, God said,
这是神。
I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God.
他说，我是你父亲的神，亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西就蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各
were patriarchs, and they were testimonies for God.
他们是列祖，也为着神做见证。
And God said to Moses.
神对摩西说，
I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
Now verse 15.
第十五节。
And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
神又对摩西说，你要对以色列人这样说，耶和华你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，打发我到你这里来。耶和华是我的名，直到永远，这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
So this morning, this afternoon, as we're sitting here, God is saying to us, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, because he said it to all generations.
这句话是对历代说的。我们坐在这里，神要对我们说，我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
So I'm going to have to leave you to study the life of Abraham, because I'm not going to be able to share about him.
我今天没时间再谈到亚伯拉罕，就让大家回去好好把它。
But I want to remind you what I said, if you were here Friday, I said this about Genesis chapter 22, verse 1.
这个如果你这个礼拜五在这里，我提过创世纪二十二章第一节。
When God spoke to Abraham,
当神对亚伯拉罕说
and said to take his son and sacrifice him on the altar.
他说把你的儿子带到祭坛上献给我。
Abraham said,
亚伯拉罕说
Here am I.
我在这里。
Here am I.
我在这里。
And what that meant was, Jehovah, I will obey you.
这个意思就是说，神啊，我会听你的话。
I hear your voice.
我听见你的声音。
You've given me a command.
你给了我一个命令。
I will obey you.
我会听的。
Here am I.
我在这里。
I'm offering myself to you.
我把自己再次奉献在你身
上。Now we come to Moses.
现在来到摩西。
And there were others between these two.
那这中间还有其他人。
But Moses says to God.
摩西对神说。
Here I am.
我在这里。
I'm yours.
我是你的。
We know because we have the record in the Bible.
我们知道，因为已经在圣经里面记载了。
It was not an easy path that Moses was going to start on.
你要知道，摩西开始要经过的不是一个容易的路。
And it was not an easy path for Abraham.
也不是对亚伯拉罕，也不是一条容易的路。
But God called them.
但神呼召他。
Chose them.
拣选他。
Revealed himself to them.
向他启示他自己。
And used them dynamically.
是他能力大能用他。
And God is here this morning.
神今天在这里。
And if I knew all your names, I could come around and take the time to say, God has chosen.
如果知道你的名字的时候，我就能够说，我们的神拣选你，拣选你，拣选你。
That's a mystery.
这是。
But it's absolutely true.
但是是真的。
God chose me.
神拣选我。
And one brother prayed that this morning that He chose us before the foundation of the world, in Christ. Don't forget that.
这是我们的神在基督里的创始之前已经拣选我。
So here we are today.
我们在这里。
And God is speaking.
神在说话。
And if we tell him honestly in our heart,
如果我们对神是诚实的，
I want to pant after you.
我要快跑跟从你。
I want to be hungry and thirsty for you.
我要对你，我里面是饥渴。
I want to read your word and pray to you every day.
我愿意读你的话，每天跟你亲近。
He will hear us.
他听见我们。
And he will begin to work.
他会在我们里面工作。
We know that Abraham built 4 altars.
亚伯拉罕建了四个坛。
And the altar in the old covenant often speaks to us of the work of the cross.
祭坛在旧约里面讲到十字架。
It's unavoidable.
这我们没办法逃避。
God will work the cross in our lives.
神会在我们生命中做这个事。
If we pant after Him.
如果我们真的渴慕我们的主。
But never separate the cross or the death of Christ from the resurrection.
我们不要把十字架跟主的死跟复活分开。
They always go together.
永远一起的。
Yes, there is the cross.
有十字架。
There is the laying down of his life.
这个。
The laying down of his life.
他舍命。
The pouring out of his blood.
他把血流血。
But hallelujah, there's the resurrection.
他感谢主，他最后复活。
The triumph over death.
这个他已经胜过死。
And over every evil power.
何能大的一个人。
And that resurrection life,
这个复活的生命
for us today,
已经给了我。
May we all tell the Lord we want that in a full way.
我们要跟主说，我们要这全备的救恩。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, I want to thank you this afternoon for your precious word.
说我们在这里，我们要为着你赐给我们的话感谢你。
A I want to thank you for everybody that's here to listen.
我也为了所有弟兄姊妹在这里，我们感谢你。
You know everything about us.
你对我们都认识我。
Protect these young students.
主，求你保护这些年轻人。
From getting involved in a marriage or something that's not of you.
保守他们不要进入一个婚姻不是你在这里安排的。
And bless them.
求你祝福他们。
And if there's anyone here that is not really born again or given their heart to you, may they do it this morning.
如果在座有没有真正重生得救的，求主给他们能够接受。
Now you tell us, Lord, when your word enters into us, it gives us light.
你告诉我们说，你的话语进来就带来生命。
So cause your word to enter into every one of us.
要求你把你的话进入每一个人的心中。
And may it all be for your glory.
但愿我把一切荣耀归给你。
Pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.